We've got Uber South Africa or Africa, that is the management arm of Uber coming to make a presentation. And then you've got drivers that have also made their own submission. And the one we felt that it won't augur well if we take either the drivers alone or we take the management alone. That is why we're bringing.
It's a good decision, sir.
That is why we're bringing them. Maybe we should have brought them in different days, but we felt that it will just we're able to really bring it to in one day. Any other matter, Honorable Humsinga? You fine? With the first day. Honorable Masongani?
Yeah, I'll come in the morning and leave for good until next week. I'm going to school to graduate.
Let us congratulate Honorable Masongani. He is going. He is going for a graduation ceremony of the masters in what, in politics? Yeah, masters, he's earned his second master's degree, and this one is the master's in politics. Congratulations, Honorable Masongani. Any other member on day one, they can look into day two? That's Thursday, the 22nd. Is it okay, day two, it goes up until 17:15, end of the day. And then we were making a proposal that the meter taxis, day three, we were making a proposal that we bring in the meter taxi forum on Friday, and then we deal with the issues on the meter taxis, and that's it until we come back. Honorable De Freitas?
I'm a little worried about on the Thursday. We intervene four taxi associations in one go. Is that enough time? I mean, each of them are going to want some airtime. I'm a little worried that we might be squashing a thing.
It's about 18 minutes to each of them in the 75 minutes allocated, which, you know, is that fair?
What is the proposal, Honorable Member? Honorable Khadebe?
I don't know, Chair, whether if time still allows, but I would have probably preferred that we shifted probably maybe two other presentations to Wednesday. Wednesday. we rather knock off around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock on Wednesday. By knocking off at 2 o'clock, I mean.
It's tomorrow.
But they know that they must come and present.
The easy one that I see that maybe we may want to negotiate with is the transport for Cape Town, which actually it can be, if it's doable, they can be able to reorganize themselves to come tomorrow afternoon, if it's possible. Other than that, when you look at these other ones, you're looking at, I don't know, a presentation by Transforum, probably they may be coming from Johannesburg. The Greater Taung, Naledi, Swaiz Reneke, Kahisano, you see that they coming from somewhere. So maybe what we may need to do is for tomorrow to squeeze the Capenars into tomorrow. But
I can see our friends, the people from the police are going to sleep on the accommodation for Thursday night, so possibly they can
reorganize the traffic.
Right.
Can talk to the mic?
What?
Yeah, so that other...
I'll speak to Transport for Cape Town about coming tomorrow afternoon, and I will also speak to maybe one or two of the taxi associations for Friday morning, but I'll speak to all of them this afternoon to see how we can reorganize.
If I may suggest, you know, that the arrangement seems to be half an hour per entity, and I think that would only keep us in the clear if we are fair in that respect to the taxi associations, each of them. In a way, I know it's big to ask to rearrange in such a short space of time, but in all due fairness, to also give each of them half an hour, I think would be just the appropriate thing to do.
I was just going to support your proposal. I think it's a great suggestion that the people in Cape Town are here anyway, so it wouldn't be an issue as big as the others. If we move them to the end of the day tomorrow, and then this extra time we then allocate to the... We keep this in the right order, I guess. Maybe just ask everybody to come in a little bit earlier, and then we keep the taxi, all the allocated time, give that to the taxi associations. Thank you.
It's not funny, you don't have anything.
Can we agree to the proposal that we are making so that the committee secretary can be able to go and rework and engage with the people that needs to be engaged? Honorable Ramatlaka?
Honorable Chair, may I make another suggestion?
Okay.
We're supposed to, on Thursday, we're finishing at 5:15. So if you were to go to 6:30 on Thursday and take this meter taxi forum on the Thursday as the last presentation, then you clear the Friday. Because I can imagine that Friday may just be another day where you have a concern about the people who will be commuting between Cape Town and Gauteng. Just a practical suggestion that I'm making.
Work a bit longer.
The letter that came from the meter taxi was indicating we had put them for tomorrow, and they since have written to the chairperson of the committee to say they will be comfortable with Friday because their members are coming from all over, and some of their members believe that Friday will be ideal for them. So I don't know how we're going to be dealing with that, because that was a request that they put forward. Sbu, I know it's you who doesn't want to come to work on Friday.
But Chair, we are determining the program of Parliament. It's not people from outside that are determining our own program. We must make an exception at sometimes. But our program cannot just be run around by people outside. That means every time when other stakeholders want to change our program, they'll say, no, we can't come now. We'll come that other week. Shift your things so that you accommodate us on that day. No. The Friday issue, Chair, let me put an advance up.
Honorable members, there we are. Maybe we'll just write to the meter taxi forum, indicate that obviously they will have to fall off because in terms of our program, we did not accommodate them.
Honorable De Freitas.
I think it probably much is going to be too harsh to say they should fall off, because then we're not going to satisfy the whole concept of public participation process. Maybe as a compromise position, given that my colleague next door here is already put an advance apology, that we accept that apology, and then we don't expect any other apology, advance apology, then we do it on Friday. It looks like it's going to finish by 11:30. Then we just do it, because now you have agreed with them for Friday. It will show a bit of a problem in terms of our own organization, whether we're organized or not organized. So it's a face-saving kind of thing both ways. I think let's just proceed that way.
I'm not sure if we, Honorable De Freitas.
No, I'm agreeing with the member. I think it would be bad for us to, I mean, this is public participation, and to cut someone off at this late stage would be unfair. I understand some members won't be available on the Friday, but you know, it'll be an early day, and certainly I'm committed to being here. I really think we should see these people. Thank you.
Thank you. You see, I'm doing this because I don't want to find myself here together with Honorable Ramatlakana, because already Honorable Kadebe, Honorable Masongani will not be here. And you know, it really pains, because some of us really are very highly committed to make sure that we here in Parliament to do parliamentary work, and therefore it's neither here nor there that you will absent yourself for no reason. Much as I would want to go home, because Heritage Day is the following day, and there are probably family things that has to do with heritage. By the way, I'm from the Royal House. My husband is from the Royal House, and there's things that has to happen on Heritage Day in that particular. So it becomes very difficult if it's going. We're going to be depleted. I can already say we're going to be four here. You're not saying anything. I know you will not be here, and that is why I say it pains me. It's better if we tell them that they fall off than that kind of a situation, honorable members. We have to be real, and I'm saying this, I'm pained to be saying that. The committee secretary will just tell them that it's not going to be workable on Friday. She will write a letter and say that the committee has considered your request for Friday, it's not workable, therefore you fall off. And that's it. Honorable Masongai.
Thank you, Chair. Is there no middle route that we can find to accommodate them, whether they are met somewhere or they bring a submission? I don't know where they are based, but I think it will augur well even for public relations not to write the letter in the manner that it is suggested. Or you push them to come on Thursday. Some of us would have liked to be here, but it's just unfortunate I don't control them. If it was on a Saturday, I would leave late. But just find a middle route, Chairperson, rather than just to write them right away to say they should no longer come. They are a very key stakeholder from the look of things, and will benefit a lot from their input. Or else we can extend, if it is allowed to extend, to accommodate them. But let's get something in the middle that will suit us and them. Thank you.
Honorable Masonga, you've got their submission. They want to come and make oral submission, and if it's not doable, it's not doable. I don't really want to lie to you. Much as all of us, we all want to go home Friday. We all want to go home, but I don't want to commit myself as the chairperson to say I will be here. I know how it really goes. It will be the. That's why I'm saying it will be the four of us, two honorable members from the DA, two honorable members from the African National Congress, and that's it. So why should we really? No. Members are not here. Members have indicated that they will not be here. So we write to the stakeholders to say, unfortunately, that is what we have to do. And it's not a very nice thing being said by me as the chairperson, but this is what we have realized, that it happens. There are those who must sacrifice, and there are those who feel that they cannot sacrifice. You're appointed 24/7, 365 days to be an honorable member, but honorable members cannot be able to sacrifice that. It's not every time that we deal with the bills, it's not every time that we have public hearings, but if honorable members can't sacrifice just this 2 hours, let's call it quits and write to them and say you cannot be accommodated. That's it.
The next
on the agenda was the ARTO matters, and I will request the committee secretary to take it up like that.
Thank you, Chairperson. members will remember that during the responses from the department on the submissions, they made reference to the possibility of accommodating some of the proposed amendments that were made by the stakeholders. Last week, members, the department with ARTIA provided a list of those proposed. Ignore the word agree on the list. A copy was given to each member of the proposed amendments as a result of the hearings and of the written submissions. When these were presented in the bill last week, so at that stage we've asked the department to separate those proposals so that members can see the extent of separately. So there are around 12 pages of those proposals as a result of the submissions and of the hearing. When we've noticed those, we've discussed the matter with Chairperson. There were two issues that came up in the proposals, and at this stage these are just the proposals, these are not the final or the amendments that's raised by the committee itself. There were two issues that came up very strongly, and Dr. Ngesi and Advocate Nell can add to that. There are new issues in terms of rehabilitation and the establishment of an appeal tribunal. Now, members, in terms of Rule 286, in a Rule 286, once the scope of a bill changes, the committee has to apply to the House for permission. And these amendments would change the scope of the bill. So we've discussed that issue with Chairperson to write to the House to ask for permission if there's a likelihood that these, even some of these amendments in terms of the tribunal and the reputation program would be accepted and be incorporated in the amendment bill. The other matter that we discussed with Chairperson in a short meeting with the parliamentary legal advisor was, since these are new matters, these were not in the bill that was advertised and in the bill that was tabled. So public input would not have received on these matters, and since it's substantive, there would be a need for the committee, once it has, if it includes us in the final bill, to re-advertise the bill for public comment, so that stakeholders that are affected by these have an opportunity to comment. So those are the processes that we that we've discussed. We put it on the table with the chairperson, and these are now brought to the committee. I will send the electronic copy of these as well.
Just chairperson,
before I finish, we've also discussed timelines with chairperson. The first sitting of the House is the 25th of October. The process normally, when the permission is asked for an extension of the scope of the bill, is to have a report that is 80 seats, and the matter goes to the House. If this happens, obviously it will affect the processing of the bill in terms of the timelines. Also, if the matter goes for further public consultation, it will affect the processing of the bill. The bill would probably be longer for processing it at the National Assembly, and it will more likely, the transmission to the NCOP will also be delayed.
There we are, honourable members. The proposal that you are putting forward, that the two substantive issues which actually has been identified by the committee be taken on review, and obviously as has been put forward to yourself, members, let me just say that there we are. Honourable Ramatlakane.
No, Honourable Chair, I think that we have no option, because the option of excluding what was raised is no option at all. So the only option that we have is to consider what has been raised as been suggested, and that will take us to the question of re-advertising the bill. As now, because the ownership of this bill is now in the committee, in the hands of the committee, cannot go now to the department. We now have to do that and have another bite with the participation, particularly those new areas that has been identified. So I think we should all agree that the time frame of October, yes, it will be affected, but in a big scheme of things, that's not as big as the issues that are raised in the issue that requires participation. So I think we should agree with that, Chair, and you go ahead and you do the necessary motivation for this extension, and of course whatever that means. So you would have to do that.
Honourable Humsinga, any other hand?
Thank you, Chair. We concur with our honourable colleague, and two other elements I would also would like to be considered, since it's clear that the objective is to do a thorough job through all the processes, and once we approve, when we get there, is that we feel good about the process and all the filters that we have applied in order then to deliver good legislation. Therefore, Chair, I ask that you consider the following. To me, it's also very important to assess the real findings of the experience during the pilot process of R2. Therefore, I would suggest that we also get submissions from Joburg and Swane to then share with us the practicalities and all the operational issues that was experienced, and to ask for submissions from them as well. The second one, which I regard as a very, very important element, is the whole financial implication issues, which has been sidestepped all along, and which I think is really important, especially the financial implications that might hit local government in particular, and we need insight on that. And since it's been piloted in local government, although it's only been at the level of metro municipalities, and it's a whole different story on B municipalities, we also need to explore opportunities in terms of shared services by C category municipalities on district level for certain functions which is suggested within the bill. So, so with those three elements taken in account, excuse me, Chair, I feel that we should really also get a specific presentation on financial implications, this time looking at numbers and figures, and we have the opportunity then to mine out of the experience of the pilot projects, but then also get specific submissions from Tshwane and Joburg, since R2 has been piloted there specifically. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. There's a proposal, three, from Honourable Musinga. Do we? I think the I would say two, because the one of the getting information and calling public, calling the two metros to come and make a presentation to us, was agreed to earlier on, and this other two, that's the proposal that Honourable Member is making. Honourable Maswangani?
Yeah, as you said, the request for Tshwane and Joburg, we made it before and agreed upon it, and above that, I think it was SALGA. If SALGA can be present, so that they raise issues on financial implications, just a line, but it was too loaded, to 10 million there. So can we request them when they come, they work on the details, how this is going to have implications on the municipalities, because we can't bring 250 or so municipalities here. As an association of all municipalities, with the two pilot sites, but using those case studies, how do they think the others are going to be affected? All the categories, the A, the B, and the Cs. Of course, districts don't have traffic officers, and but the other category. So let's also get a SALGA to be present when the two pilots metros come on that day. Thanks. But I support what the colleagues are raising. They are mutually inclusive.
Any other member agreed to the proposal as put forward by Honourable Gumsinga? Fighter?
Yeah. He's with us.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, your... A marriage of convenience.
Yes.
Is there any other issue? Cheers. Cheers for the marriage of convenience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is a marriage?
Advocate.
I live with Robert.
Chair, just as members saw when the department made the point on Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport's submission regarding the Transport Authority having come late in the process. Members must remember the similar process as we are now proposing with ARTA will most likely need to follow with the NLTA should members agree that the Transport Authority section, proposed subsection 12, should be included. So the likelihood that the bills will be finished this year is dimming, because if we need to publish for public participation, it will move forward. So the aspects of the recent judgment regarding public participation will kick in, where the letter has to come in to refer the bills again to next year. So the bills will definitely be on the program again next year. And just on the question about Uber and Uber drivers, Mr. Ansinga, you will see that they made very different submissions. Uber is Uber views itself as purely a software provider, mm-hmm. and the drivers, on the other hand, are looking not only at their own employment conditions, even though Uber is not technically an employer according to the law at the moment, but they also raise the concerns raised by the meter taxis and the other taxi industry. So they're not trying to devolve or move themselves away from the rest of the industry, even though Uber is kind of causing that rift due to the software application. And on the taxi associations, the only reason why we did clump them together in the proposal at the moment was because their submission was 90% exactly the same points that they raised. They raised points on actual application and implementation and how they are treated. They didn't do specific reference to the bill. However, you will see in my notes that I did indicate that their concerns are real. These are concerns that they experience every day, and even though it doesn't directly reference to the bill, that members should consider those as well.
Okay. Any other matter on the ARTO bill that we were processing last week? Nothing. I think we are agreeing that we will relook and rework and make sure that we publicize and or republicize the bill as has now been reshaped. But actually, even before then, we can't even go into clause by clause, can we? No, we can't. We just have to relook into the things that has and the proposal that has been made, and re-advert the bill as we propose as the committee. And we'll take it up from there. And probably it will go into next year as it is. And I think the meeting is now adjourned. We'll talk tomorrow on the public hearings on NLTA. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Are we invited to the Royal House?
Madam Chair? Okay. Are we invited to the Royal Party?
You mentioned something about the
Royal House.
Oh yes, the Royal House, yes.
Oh, it's an invitation or what?
It's next to Kruger National Park, but on the Giani side, if you so wish. It's party, we party.
You must dress tribal, eh?
It's okay.
Obviously, they won't qualify there.
Shichangan is long. The problem is, as long as you know Shangan, you can come. But I will always accommodate you and translate. I don't have issues to translate. You're welcome.
What? Hey, all right, Lewi. Lewi, I'm open.
Okay, he's got a...